Welcome to Peace on Earth. It is the sixth day of Christmas. We got six geese a-laying. And our gospel passage today is Luke chapter 2, 6 through 40. And I love perpetual Eucharistic adoration. I've been unbelievably blessed to open a perpetual adoration chapel in Jennings County and at All Saints in Dearborn County. And we are underway to open another perpetual adoration chapel at St. Mary's in Aurora. Our gospel passage today speaks about the prophetess Anna. And it says this: she never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And when I think about perpetual adoration, it's really just living the life of Anna, the prophetess, of never leaving the temple. And although like one person isn't doing it, we just kind of take turns. But all throughout the night, all throughout the morning, all throughout the day and the evening, we just spend time with our Lord. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day. Night! Nocturnal adoration. Pope Benedict XVI spoke very, very highly about the importance of nocturnal adoration, going to the Lord in the middle of the night and just being with the Lord. And I want to encourage you, if you have never been a part of perpetual adoration, find a chapel near you, get an hour. There is a lot of virtue that is developed when you force yourself to get up in the middle of the night to go and visit our Lord, spend some time with him, and then come back and either go back to bed or just start your day really early that day. There's something really beautiful about it. Scheduling time to be with the Lord and making it a regular habit, a disposition of your heart. And so I want to encourage you, spend time with our Lord in Eucharistic adoration. We're so blessed to have perpetual adoration at All Saints. We have 12 hours Eucharistic adoration every Tuesday at St. Lawrence, every Wednesday at St. Teresa, every Thursday at St. Mary's. And we're hoping for another perpetual adoration chapel, so maybe that will come. Please pray for that. But waste some time. I mean, seriously, what would it look like? And for some people, just like, what would it look like to spend 24 hours with Jesus? Like, would that be too much? Would that be crazy? When we ask young people to like go on retreats, they're like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. I could never go on retreat. Well, you could. The first time I went on a silent retreat and I spent 5 days in silence with Jesus, it was like, oh my gosh, that is crazy. But it's really not. It's really not. And so just pray for that grace, just to be like Anna, the prophetess in the second chapter of Luke. She never left the temple, but worshiped him day and night with fasting and with prayer. Merry Christmas and happy sixth day of Christmas.